It's time to link up for Ismas and That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morena, Desley Simpson.
Morena, Johnny. How are things with you?
Yeah, good, good. Just quickly off air, you said you've got a bit of a traffic report for us.
Oh, look, the traffic's pretty horrible, I'm afraid, this morning. We've got a two-truck collision coming into the city just between Onibai Road and the bridge. That means the traffic coming into the city from the North Shore is disrupted. The bridge is down to two lanes, so that's causing huge backups from the north into the city. And then on State Highway 20, which is the route that you either come into town or you're coming back from the airport, all lanes are closed between Nelson Street, Orihanga, and Hillsborough Road, and that's going to be closed for some time.
So a day of chaos on the roads. This is going to set us up for terrible traffic. All right.
So work from home today is a good idea for people on the North Shore for a while, maybe.
All right.
And down south. But anyway.
And now, Desley, let's hit our first topic of the day. We're revisiting the future of Western Springs Stadium. Last week, the council voted 14-17 to begin public consultation on the future of Western Springs after a heated debate. There's essentially three options on the table here. There's a $300 million proposal from Auckland FC, backed by Anna Mowbray and Ellie Williams, to develop the venue into a 12,500-seat stadium for sport in concerts. There's a second proposal for Western Springs Bowl, as a proposal from CRS Records and Eccles Entertainment to create a 5,000 to 8,000 seat stadium for local sports and a 50,000 capacity concert venue, retaining Ponsonby Rugby Club. And a third option, just to leave it as it is and explore alternatives, such as extending Ponsonby Rugby Club's lease beyond 2027. Where do we start? Last week's debate was obviously clearly heated. What do you believe has led to the division among councillors, and how do you personally interpret what happened in last week's meeting?
Okay, so if we back the truck up a bit, in June last year, Tātaki, council owns Western Springs, and it's operated by our CCO, Tātaki Auckland Unlimited, all right? So in June last year, they put out a public process around expressions of interest for the future use of Western Springs. So opened it up to everybody. What do you want? You know, who would like to do something at Western Springs? And they got two options within their time frame. One, as you've mentioned, which is the Auckland Arena process, which has, as you've said, this a football-focused 12,500-seat stadium, greatest stadium for concerts, basically a home of Auckland FC, have some high-performance facilities there, four outdoor training fields, eight indoor basketball courts, and six padel courts. All right, that was one option that came in. It's a $200 to $300 million investment, no upfront costs or ongoing costs for ratepayers, but what they did want in return is some sort of a long-term or community lease to be there, because obviously it's a lot of money they're investing in all those things. The second option that came in, as you've quite rightly, is one around Ponsonby Rugby Club's option, which is a boutique stadium for 5,000, a community sport hub with club rooms and corporate suites, and some upgrades to the outer fields, all right, to improve wear and drainage. Now, that has private investment of about $30 million, but it's also requesting $18 to $20 million from the ratepayer, as well as the discount for a sort of a long-term community lease. And then the do-nothing option was really to explore everything else. Now, where it got a bit heated is because when the expression of interest process occurred and closed, we got nothing from a Speedway promoter, all right? Nothing in within the time frame. But we did get one 9 months after the expression of interest process closed. All right, so the debate was really around, well, look, do you add Speedway as an option when they came in so late after the expression of interest process closed? And if you look at kind of what that process is. We use that for roading contractors and every other contractors. And there was a feeling by some councillors, myself included, that if you started taking late bids, like really, really, really late bids, this wasn't a day late or even a week late, it was 9 months later after the expression of interest process closed, you could open yourself up for all sorts of legal wrangling around not following timeframes and deadlines for people to have their say. Not to mention the fact that you could possibly put yourself under a bit of legal challenge by those who did meet the deadline, right? That said, Speedway is a bit of a hot topic, right? So option three left that debate, left that option open. So for example, if you didn't like option one, which was the football one, and you didn't like option two, which was the Ponsonby Rugby Club, people who support Speedway can vote for option three. My personal view is I don't have a view. I think what I was really pleased to do is to take this out to Aucklanders. I mean, there were people that didn't want to do that, but I believe strongly that Aucklanders should have a say on what happens to a very important part of our city, and that's what will happen. We'll have a public consultation that will run from the 19th of May to the 15th of June, so about a month, and that can be provided from our normal Have Your Say website. It's not up yet, but it will be shortly because it doesn't start till the 19th of May.
Excellent. Well, good to know. Now, the one thing that sort of raised my eyebrows about the option A, the $300 million Auckland FC one, and the 12,500-seat stadium was the crowds that Auckland FC have attracted all year long have been in excess of this. You know, it's been hosted out at Mount Smart Stadium, well north of like 20,000 people sometimes, or most of the season actually. Why would they make another sports stadium that's so much smaller than the crowds they've been drawing all season long? And it also seems a bit strange to me considering we've got three stadiums that can host sports events like that.
Well, look, that's one of the questions that I think people will mention to have their say about. We did ask Auckland Football that question and they said the capacity was fine. They said potentially in another year they might lose some and get smaller crowds. But look, you know, that's what Aucklanders should be saying.
Okay. All right. Okay, just a 5 minutes question here. Desley, just broadly speaking, what role should Western Springs continue to play in Auckland's community and cultural life? And, I mean, how do you balance that with commercial opportunities?
Well, I think that's the $64 million question. Or in this case, there's quite a lot of million dollars in here. But, I mean, that's the question, isn't it? They operate, so Pātaki operate this under a sort of a trust situation. And they have to get out there and provide something that does deliver for Aucklanders and is profitable. So that's part of the trust deed that they have. I mean, if I quoted from the trust deed, it says to support the vision of Auckland as a vibrant city that attracts world-class events,
yes,
as well as providing world-class regional facilities to develop and maintain, applying a regional perspective, a range of world-class arts, culture, heritage, leisure, sport and entertainment that are both attractive to residents and visitors to Auckland. That's part of their trustee. That's part of their brief. And all the initial expressions of interest will need some sort of more detailed business cases around that. But at the end of the day, this is really asking Aucklanders what they think. It's an important part of the process.
All right. Okay, moving along, we've got another project which is up for consultation at the moment. Aucklanders are being invited to provide feedback on proposed plans to improve public access and activity on the city's downtown wharves, with the goal to enhance the connection between the city centre and the harbour. Can you tell us a bit more about this?
Yeah, look, this is out for consultation at the moment and closes on the 11th of May, so not too far away. But look, it's that, you know, our waterfront is a key part of our city, right? And one of the mayor's election promises before he became mayor was to open up more of the waterfront for public use. So in real terms, what does that mean? We look at our wharves, and I mean, not everyone knows the name and what everything does, but we've got, for example, Princess Wharf, which has the Hilton Hotel and apartments on it,
mm-hmm.
right across all the wharves in the middle to Bledisloe, which is fully part of the container and car operations and leads into the port, right? We've got Queen's Wharf, which has the cloud on it and Shed 10, plus the Michael Perakofi artwork, you know, of the State House in there.
Mm-hmm.
It also supports cruise ships. And then we've got Captain Cook Wharf, which is currently part of the port operations, and Marsden Wharf, which is smaller but part of cruise. So it's a hodgepodge of different things. And they've got cruise and ferry contracts there. It isn't a good place for just walking and enjoying the waterfront. And the cloud is at the end of its useful life, even though it's been really useful.
Is the cloud the first thing to go down there?
Well, it's what is proposed is basically five key changes, all right? Shrink the container port activity, push it to the east, push it closer, everything port-related, into a smaller footprint into the port. Dedicate one wharf, which is Captain Cook, to cruise activity with berths on both sides. Replace the cloud, potentially with Shed 11, which is in storage. Refurbish Shed 10. And then the fifth one is to put some sort of sport and recreation event spaces on Hobson Wharf. And the other thing is to really create a waterfront promenade walkway between Queens to Bledisloe so people can walk around. Because I don't know where you've ever been down to try and walk around that area. It's not easy. There's a lot of fishermen that can get down there, but it's not doesn't really have a lot of public access.
Just on the sport front, because obviously we've been chatting about sport, what sort of sport facilities would be down on the wharves?
Well, I mean, that's open, you know, for public consultation. I'm not saying it's going to be, it's more kind of an event space, really. But it can be used, you know, like we have used the waterfront, as you know, for SailGP and things like that. So, not really clear on the detail, but just to have a space that is on the waterfront for sport and events and recreation.
Just in terms of the public space design, how do you balance the needs of both the local residents and tourists? Obviously the cruise ships and stuff use that. Ensuring the space is going to remain vibrant and functional for everyone.
Well, the first one is to get it functional, right? Mm. And as I said, it's a bit of a mess at the moment, although I don't think I'd like me to say that. Not. It's just got confused.
It's kind of is what it is, isn't it? Down there, it's like
yeah. And I think definitely to shift get cruise and ferry so they're not in the same place would be very very helpful for starters. So that's the first thing. I think to be clear about the use of each wharf and their uses out is also very important. And actually to have some public access. It is a wonderful waterfront, you know, it really is. And so to be able to have more of a promenade or walking space, I think is really, really important for it. Look, they do have a term in the consultation material, and they call it breastworks. So I just want to make sure that people kind of understand what that is, because it's a really old-fashioned term. But what it actually means is, actually an old-fashioned term, I think it means something like fortification, but it actually means water's edge. So what the mayor was after, what he campaigned on, and what I think a lot of Aucklanders want is just a little bit more access to the waterfront, and it's easy to walk around, because it's pretty gorgeous.
Excellent. Hey, Desley, where can people go to make submissions on this? And they don't have long, do they? They've got about another just under 2 weeks.
No, this is on Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yeah, 11th of May.
Okay.
So it's been open since the 12th of April, and we have had some open days and things. But if you want to have your say on those wharves, you just go to Have Your Say Central Wharves, and if you Google Have Your Say Central Wharves, and it will bring it up.
All right. Hey, Desley Simpson, thank you so much for this morning. We'll look forward to catching up in a couple of weeks.
No worries. See you, Johnny. Have a good one.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.